D. A Japanese viewpoint.
I find your observation very interesting, but few people die nowadays from those two foods. Hundreds of people may have died from fugu poisoning in the past, but that was then, and this is now. Similarly, several old people once choked to death from eating mochi on New Year's Day. But strong warnings were issued by the government and private organizations to prevent similar accidents. As a result, we hear that just a few people die from choking or eating fugu each year. I remember just a few years ago, there were those who died from eating konnyaku jelly snacks. Then the company instructed customers to bite them into smaller pieces before they swallow them. I think this is not really an issue for most people. I don't think, however, that eating mochi and fugu should be treated equally. While mochi is very common in the Japanese diet, fugu is far less common. Fugu is an expensive fish, and they are captured in limited areas like Western Japan. There are many Japanese who have never eaten fugu at all. In history, the risk of eating fugu is well known, and eating fugu was banned in many areas during the Edo period. In spite of the risk, fugu is still popular among some people because of the taste. Just as the number of fugu eaters is limited, the number of occasions to eat mochi is also limited. Japanese people typically eat rice cakes only on New Year's Day. Some types of mochi, such as those that contain sweet red bean paste, are eaten by people year-round, especially when we celebrate something, and they are commonly found in supermarkets. Most of those who died from choking in the past while eating mochi were eating zoni or mochi in soup. When people eat zoni, they usually swallow both the mochi and soup together, and often the mochi cannot be swallowed without sufficient chewing. This can cause old people to die from choking. Today, we are better informed of the health risks of some harmful foods. However, we cannot overcome the temptation to eat them. Eating mochi is an essential part of New Year's, and we cannot stop eating mochi at New Year's. It just wouldn't be New Year's without it. I guess people around the world probably have some food they would never miss eating on a particular occasion, even at the risk of death. I am curious to learn what food is to die for in each country of the world.